Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
Thank you.
Good evening. Good evening. It's Tuesday, which means you are listening to Keeping It Real with Nikki Outlaw. Good evening, everybody. It's Tuesday, April 30th, 2013. So we are about to go into May. I have had a wonderful April, and as most of you know, as I've talked about, April was my birthday month. So I celebrated me all 30 days, did a little bit just for me, whether it was buying ice cream or just taking a breath or a moment. I did it, and hopefully you did as well, just because of who you are. And I thank you for tuning in. We got a great guest coming on shortly. I'm looking forward to talking with him. Mr. Greg Gott, a retired NFL football player, as well as CEO and founder of Cover 3 Foundation. And he's going to talk about that and tell us what's going on, what's in the area in Virginia, because he is based in Virginia, but he does go out of Virginia. So listeners, from our supporters who are all over, do not think that he is just local and staying right in Virginia. He will give you his information. But I wanted to shout y'all out and say thank you for tuning in, as you always do, whether you're listening, listening live on the phone right now, or if you're listening live via the web, I thank you. If you're on the phone, please remember, if you want to talk to me or Mr. Scott, you can do so by pressing 1. All you got to do is press 1, and we will take your calls or your comments or anything like that. I love it. And, of course, for those of us who are listening via the web, I thank you, and I keep doing what you're doing. I would appreciate that as well. And I want to shout out to Lawless Radio. We have a great group of people that I'm working with. I love you each and every one. To the chairman, you know, if you want to just listen to some wonderful up-and-coming music, we play that. That's what our main thing is, supporting each other, our locals from across the board. But he definitely makes sure that with the Grit Grind on Wednesdays that you can hear that type of music just coming. And as you just heard, that was One by Brandon King. Also on Thursdays, our boy Buck always has something to sound off, so you can definitely listen to him with Bucking Off. And if you just need some advice on your love life or relationship advice, Dr. Passion has you at midday on Fridays. And for those of us who want to put the kitties away, and hopefully you've already done that, and want some late-night conversation, adult conversation, tune in to Lawless Radio After Dark programs, which are usually aired at 10, 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So hopefully, you know, Mr. Greg Scott, I do believe he is on the line. Greg, I'm trying to get him. Hold on. Greg, are you there?
Yes, I am, Spirit. I'm here.
Hello, Greg. How are you?
I am doing awesome, Spirit. Just enjoying a Tuesday evening. You know, I'm kicking it with my daughter a little bit, but wanted to make sure I was on time for this wonderful show you have here. So
whenever you had tuned in, it would have been fine with me. It's all good. As long as you had tuned in, as long as you had called in. And I like that because I am, you know, we all are parents, most of us anyway, and we have to do what we have to do before we do our grind. So I applaud you as well because before the show, I took my nephew to soccer practice.
Oh, you know how it is. They always got something going on, Sweetie.
They always got something to go on. I had to pull him. Is you know, soccer just started in our area. You know that, Greg. So, he has practice on Tuesdays from like I think 6:30 to 7:45. I have to pull him at 7:30. It's like, you know, sorry, but he has to go. And they always are like, oh, we need him. He's one of the star players. So, and I'm like, I know you do, but I got to go to work.
Yeah, I know that's right. Well, you got to be up together too.
Exactly. And listeners, like I was saying, Greg Scott is actually from Virginia, and him and I are from the same hometown, same county. We're from Southampton County, you know, in Virginia, based in Franklin area, not far from for those of you who are in the Hampton Roads or have been to Virginia and the Hampton Roads area, we're about an hour away from Virginia Beach. That usually gives everybody an idea of where we are. And he also is an NFL, as I said, retired defensive lineman from, for those people out there who love the Redskins, yay! Okay.
Got to show a little love for
the and for those individuals who love the Cincinnati Bengals, yay! Yeah, I hear my own sound. So we're going to show them both love. Both love. We give them love so nobody can come back to me on either of my pages and go, well, you didn't sound too enthused. I like sports. So I don't have a particular team, and everybody who's been listening to me for almost a year, I just love sports, so. Okay, and I have people all on various teams, and it just works that way.
Right.
But Craig's, you know, career is just not on the football field. He's given back to our community as well as others. And I'm not going to just keep talking. I'm going to turn it over to Craig. Because Craig, now, and a lot of people come up, you know, I know you've done a lot of interviews. I don't go back and forth with. I don't have any questions in front of me. What I do is, we're keeping it real is all about it. I just bring real issues, real topics, real conversations. It's like you and I when we're eating in the parking lot of Walmart or sitting having a meal or whatever at Applebee's or in our living room. That's how I do it. It keeps it nice and comfortable and just us having a nice conversation. And that's what I like. And people like that feel. I love that feel. And it works. So why don't you tell the audience, you know, actually how you got started? Because we got a lot of kids, you know, and individuals who might be listening who might want to start, you know, get their kids in the right direction or what do they need to do to get them in that right direction to pro ball or basketball or, you know, soccer, whatever it is. How did you get to where you became a NFL?
Well, I think first and foremost, Nick, you know, it starts with a dream. You know, as a young man, I had a dream, you know, growing up. I wanted to, you know, achieve great things, you know, not only in the game of football, but just, you know, in the game of life, you know, dealing with people every day. But I started out with that football dream, and I kept pursuing that. One step led to another. Of course, Little League, JV, high school. Was fortunate enough to earn a full scholarship to Hampton University. Went to Hampton University for 4 years, was blessed and fortunate enough to be drafted by the Washington Redskins in 2002. And I think, you know, the biggest part of it is just I never stopped believing, you know, regardless of what people were saying, I just constantly continued pushing towards my individual goals. Even if they were unrealistic for some other people, they were very realistic for me. So, and I think that's what happens to anyone who really goes out and really achieves their goals and see the greatness that can come from within them when they really focus on something. So I think it was just more than anything, right? It was just the belief, the determination, not taking no for an answer. And that was pretty much the same way I approached my foundation.
Wonderful. And, you know, I like that because, you know, I try to tell people when I'm talking, sometimes I just, you know, give inspirational information. And that's a good point, is that you have to trust in yourself and believe in yourself in anything we do. That's an awesome thing. Tell them a little about Cover 3.
Well, Cover 3, of course, we're a 501c3 charity here based in Franklin. And Cover 3 was birthed because, you know, after my football playing days, I went back to Hampton University, and I wanted to pursue my degree. But while I was there, I was also coaching football, and I was seeing the difference of the mindset from the young men when I was coaching them. I was only 10 years older than some of these guys, but just their mindset was so much different from when I was 20, 21. And I just felt like some of the guys had gotten a little lazy. We had gotten away from working hard. And I wanted to start a program where I could definitely reach young men, young ladies as well, but definitely young men, about just having some of the more important values, about having a great attitude, having a great work ethic, having a great commitment. And these are all just minor steps that we can take to put ourselves in, you know, a successful position every day. So with those three principles, along with the love I had for the defense, Cover 3 Foundation was birthed off those three principles: having a great attitude, a great work ethic, and a great commitment. And that's the message that I wanted to pour into our young people these days, because I felt like it had gotten away from that just a little bit, like some of our young people wanted a handout. And, you know, of course, you and I know that's not going to get anything accomplished.
Oh, you hit the nail on the money when you said,
when you,
because I find that so much in our young people. They do feel like they need, it's like it's literally just handed to them, or they don't want to do anything. It's like as soon as you say, well, you know what, you need to do this to get to this, and they look at you like you have spoken Greek to them.
And I'm
like, okay, wait, did I speak a foreign language? No, I think I spoke English. I didn't stutter. I didn't speak, French, Spanish, whatever. It was straight up English. But they do. They've gotten into this complete laxy-daisy, I don't have to do it. But like I said, you hit the nail on the money. And I'm actually happy that you have cover three, because I have, firsthand by being in the community, have seen what you've done and the outpouring of our community who had supported you, and not just the community, but also, the community partners that have backed you. Oh, I mean, they have just come in and supported you, and their generosity in wanting to give back and help is also tremendous. And I shout them out as well, because, they could have been like, okay, yeah, he's going to, fail. It's no big deal. But they don't. They're like, okay, you got decision. Sure, we'll help you. What do you want us to do? How can we help? I love that. And I love that. And ladies and gentlemen, even though he was talking about Hampton, Greg doesn't just deal with he's not just talking about our young people of in the 20s and in the teens. Greg, you also work with our youth as well as boys and girls all the way down to what, 8 years old? Is that like the starting age?
And that's the age group that I really wanted to attack, especially with our football camps, because we also have football camps in Cover 3 Foundation with my football background, being blessed and fortunate enough to play 5 years in the NFL. So we have a football camp where we bring the kids in and we teach them the basic fundamentals about football, because I feel like football teaches a very important lesson. In the game of football, you're going to get knocked down, but you got to get up and try it again. And I think that's a very important factor in, today's world, because sometimes, the no can roll off people's tongue very easily, but you can't let that, detour you. You got to, one door is going to shut, another one's going to open. And I think more than anything, that's the message that I really want to pour into our kids, that you just never quit, man. No matter what's going on, you never quit. And I can't say enough about the support that I've gotten here at home in the community from some of the other community organizations, our Walmart, our Sam's Club, our Food Line, just a lot of the local heavy hitters in our area, have jumped behind our mission at Cover 3. And it really helped us push this thing and extend it. And we're able to read, teach, feed, mentor thousands of kids every day. And we're really happy about that.
Wow. And I'm happy about that, because I have actually talked to some of the parents who have been to your camp. And you have definitely inspired some of the boys, because they may not, love football, but like you said, the fundamentals that you're teaching inspires them to whatever their passion is, whether it's baseball or basketball. It's forging them to go on into something else. And again, like you said, you might get that no, but they're continuing on and they're perfecting that skill. And they may not go pro, but it's good for the mentality. It helps them also in school. I've seen it, because like you said, with us having our own children, we're involved in the community, with whether it's parent-teacher conferences, or like today I was on a school trip, you see it, the little bit we give to our kids goes a long way. It went a long way for you and I, for our age group, and how we are. So, like I said, I commend you, wholeheartedly for what you're doing, and, I've been to some of your functions, I've supported you, and I will continue to do that. And anytime I can assist, whether it's the show, if you got something, and Devin, this is a perfect time opportunity. If you got something coming up, you know, put it out there. Let them know you're going to be in whatever area it's going to be. Because I know you also go and you do speaking engagements and other stuff. So, you know, put your stuff out there so people can know about it and can support you in any way and shape or form.
Well, I definitely appreciate it. I tell you what I'll do. We have a couple of different events coming up throughout the summer, football camps, different things that we want to plan. I'm not going to sit here and run through all of that because I would bore the fans to death just repeating. But what I will do is I would tell all the people to please visit our website. We do a lot for our youth, have a lot of events coming up. But our website is www.cover3foundation.org. And, again, that's www.cover3foundation.org. You can go right to our website, go to our events page, and it'll tell you all the things we have coming up for the summer and the different activities that we're trying to plan for our youth. But we're excited. We're looking forward to the summer. Our summer program is about to jump off where we're feeding thousands of kids. Our school year program, which is our at-risk program, is about to end where we've been feeding right at about 3,000 at-risk youth every day in the after-school programs. And during the summertime, we want to continue that feeding because kids are not going to school. And we want to make sure that they get a healthy, balanced, nutritious meal that Virginia Department of Health approves. And we want to make sure these kids are continuing to eat during the summer because all these kids' situations are not the same. You know, some of these kids aren't going home to parents. You know, some of these kids, which is highly unfortunate, which are 15 and 16 years old, pretty much have to fend for themselves all day because their parents are, you know, are neglecting some of their responsibility. And we're just talking about the facts of what's happening. We really want all our parents to step up and definitely do what you can for our kids. But some kids' situation is just a little unfortunate. So we want to make sure that in the very least we can put, you know, a healthy, nutritious meal in these kids' bodies just to help them get throughout the day. So I think the summer program is an awesome program, and we want to reach and teach and feed and mentor as many kids as we can throughout that system.
Right. I did not know you were feeding that many people in our area. I knew you had the program, but I had no clue that we had that many. I mean, I know the various things that go on here, but you're right. Every family, every situation is different. But I'm so happy that you do, you know, the after-school program as well as the summer because, you know, we do have to get a little bit better when it comes to our children during the summer. You know, not everybody, like you said, has a mom that can stay home or a dad that can stay home or gets off at 12 or 1 o'clock. Some of us have to work 8 to 5 even during the summer. And, you know, it's a meal is definitely at least one step in the right direction for our youth. To at least get that part, even if we can't solve all the problems, as much as I would love to myself. So I definitely commend you on that as well. Wow, that's an awful number. I hate. Maybe one day it'll, no, not maybe, it will one day go down. So keep doing what you're doing. I'm definitely proud of you. And excuse me. You definitely have my support on everything.
Well, thank you, Swear. We thank you. And that support is a two-way street. We really appreciate you for what you do, getting on the air, talking about, you know, highly important issues, whether they're in the house, outside of the house, there's any way we can help our youth to steer them in the right direction. So my hat goes out to you as well, Sweetheart. We're saluting you as we speak for what you do, because you definitely are an important outlet.
Thank you. We're little voices in a big field trying to get it out there, and that's the main thing that I think that you and I are both trying to do is get the messages out there, you know, and get the information out. Last week, I wish, you know what, I should have invited you on last week, too. That would have been a great conversation. I had an author on, and we were talking about battered women shelters and abuse. That was a deep conversation. That was very interesting.
I bet you that was a very interesting conversation. I wish I could have joined in on that.
Yeah, it was. Because, like I said, I try to touch various issues. You know, whether it's child abuse, domestic violence, and not just the negative side, but also the positive side. You know, individuals who are out here mentoring, and doing what you're doing. So I like to bring, you know, both sides to the table and let people know what's going on, whether it's somebody from California or somebody in my own backyard, you know, and that's what I like to do. And ladies and gentlemen, please, please go to Cover3Foundation.com. See if you're in the Virginia area, see what's going on, see what they got coming up. Please get your children in there. It's worth it. And if you feel like, you know, money is an object, I know that Greg and his team contact them first before you say no. You know, that's the main thing. Don't automatically say you're not going to send your child to something before you ask. Because not just his program, but any program, there are ways to get your child into something. You just have to open the mouth and ask and tell your situation. You know, we don't need to know A to Z, you know, but if we know that your heart is pure and the child is the main reason that you're coming to anybody, whether it's me or Greg, we're going to help you, you know. We're going to help you. We're going to figure out a way. And I know that's what Greg is trying to do, you know. He's trying to teach our youth the right way, and that's the main thing. We want them off the streets, you know. We want them out of the jails. We want them to be educated. We want them to be knowledgeable. We want them to have better attitudes and get off the couch. You know, we want them when they walk in.
Doing something. Get active, you know.
Yes.
Get from behind them laptops. Put those video games down. You know, intrigue your mind other ways. Get out of the house, museums, different things that you can do to just build a mind with tons of knowledge. But definitely, you know, get out, be a little bit more active. Explore this beautiful world.
Exactly. Yes. Just get off of all of the electronics, because you know in our day, you know, what was it? It was PlayStation, Nintendo, and all that. But now,
yeah,
you know, it goes beyond that, Greg.
Oh,
I mean, it's not the Xbox, and then you know what? They're playing in the car. When before you and I might have been reading a book, listening to some music, having a conversation.
Yeah.
You know, they are on their iPads, iPods. It's Game Boys, everything. And you, even if you try to talk, they're like, huh? And you're like, okay, put that down.
Right. Yep. Times have definitely changed. Yep. That's why we want, you know, definitely take the time to sit down and talk to your child, see what's going on day to day throughout school, just see where their head is at. And I think that's highly important because, you know, our children are our future, and we got to make sure that they're okay day to day.
Yeah. And see, that's like with the mind, we don't have all those things. We don't have them. I personally have not bought one Game Boy. You know, he has Xbox, but even then it's limited on when he can play it.
Exactly. Can't sit in front of it 3 or 4 hours.
No. And especially not through Monday through Thursday. You don't even try and touch it. You know,
right.
And even on the weekends, you know, luckily he only gets to play it really very sparingly because of him being active and being in sports and doing stuff. So, you know, and he's in Boy Scouts. And so it's like we have a full plate pretty much, you know. But I agree, they need to be back up, get out there, do stuff, versus, you know, always in front of the television.
I totally agree.
Yeah. So what else has been going on? I mean, I know we've been talking about Cover3, you know, you know, your career. We only touched a little bit about the NFL. I probably am busting somebody's bubble out. who wanted to hear something, you know, else about that. But I don't know. My heart went towards Cover3, and we kind of stayed there. But for those diehard football fans, you know, elaborate I don't even know what to ask. Like I said, I love sports, period. But elaborate a little bit about, you know, your time. I know. Everybody, you know, majority of people are Redskins fans between that and Cowboys. So elaborate about your time with the Redskins, just a little.
Well, my time with the Redskins was a dream come true. You know, that team drafted me. They drafted me from Hampton University, so that was awesome. You know, didn't expect that, but being drafted was totally a blessing. Was able to stay there 2 years, and just the people that I was able to, you know, matriculate around with the Bruce Smiths, Champ Bailey's, the Daryl Gardner's, the Dan Wilkerson's, the Stephen Davis's, the Fred Smoot's. I mean, it was just so many characters, great guys, guys who love the families, want to take care of the family. Just a lot of great guys I was able to be around, LeVar Arrington, the Jeremiah Trotters, the Jesse Armstead, just a lot of good leaders, a lot of guys that I was starstruck a little bit because these were guys that I had watched on TV for years. But it was awesome to be in that locker room, to be around those guys, to learn from those guys, some of the experiences they had been through, and just to be in that situation as a whole. Steve Spurrier was the coach there for 2 years. It was just a wonderful experience, and, you know, sometimes it seemed like I had to pinch myself because I was actually, you know, being able to live out, you know, my dream for 5 years, and it was a wonderful experience, and I can't, you know, if I would do it all over again, I would, but definitely the Redskins experience was truly special because, like I said, they were always a special place in my heart because that team took a chance on Greg Scott and drafted him out of small Hans University, but it worked out. It worked out, and I was able to, you know, like I said, just go in and just, you know, walk that walk and live that dream for 2 years there with the Redskins. And then I moved on to Cincinnati, of course, but, you know, that experience can never be taken away from me, and I think it helped mold me into the person I am today.
Right. Especially, you know, like you, I love the part where you said, you know, it was a dream come true, because not everybody can say that. And I tell people all the time, you know, continue to pursue your passion. Pursue that dream, because when you do that, you'll be happy, no matter what it is, you know, whether it's owning your own car wash, owning your, you know, writing a book, you know, singing on the stage, you know, whatever it is, you know, you got to continue to just make, you know, be determined, be passionate, you know, great attitude, like you were saying, good work ethic, and keep showing and keep grinding and keep working and doing the best of your ability. And somebody, they saw it in you, like you said, they took a chance on you and they made it happen, you know. And ladies and gentlemen, the one more thing I want to say about that is don't stop. If you're 25, if you're 30, if you're 35, if you're 55,
it's never too late.
It's never too late. I mean, sometimes our dream may not happen until you're in your later years.
Right.
You know, exactly. It is. So, you know, that's, I'm just going to leave it at that. You definitely do not want to stop your dream. And so, you know, Greg, you couldn't have said, actually, you said it best, like right there. That was it. That was perfect. You
right.
Your dream come true. It was
a belief, sweetheart. It's a belief, man. You got to believe it.
Right? Exactly. Well, you know what, Greg, I forgot to ask you when we set this up how long you wanted to stay, how long you could stay on. But I don't want to, I know you want to get back to your daughter and I hear her in the back.
Yeah, you heard her back there.
I heard her right then. So I'm going to take this opportunity to take a quick break, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to let Mr. Greg Scott go. Greg, I appreciate this. Actually, I'm going to talk to you later because there's some ideas I think that maybe you and I will talk behind the scenes at a future date. I thank you. Love. Thank you, and I wholeheartedly thank you from the bottom of my heart for coming on our show. And I invite you back anytime you want to, you know, promote something, get some information out there. You let me know.
I swear, I really want to say thank you for allowing me to come on and, you know, share a little bit of my story, take some time to chat with you about some important things. Again, thank you. It was awesome. Can't wait to do it again. All right. Bye-bye.
Damn, baby, I really think it's time for something new, something better, something sexier, something realer.
Once you pass it up, there's a second.
That was New Girl by Matt B. I want to thank Greg Scott, Cover 3 Foundation, NFL, retired defensive linemen for Redskins and the Beagles for coming on today, tonight, and on Keeping It Real and speaking with me, Nikki Outlaw. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, and to Greg for a little silence there for a minute. There's some technical difficulties here with Blog Talk, which, you know, for those of us who are Blog Talk radio personalities and those of you, anybody who has listened or was not just me, but other shows, sometimes technical difficulties do happen. But I do apologize for the backstage trying to fix it, and I fixed it, hopefully. But I do want to shout out and thank him wholeheartedly for being on the show, and down the road, hopefully we'll have him back. So remember, ladies and gentlemen, you know, keep in faith and believe and trust in you that you can do whatever it is that's your dream, your passion, your goal in life, and keep doing it, and you'll get there. 82, exactly that, a number. You know, we have kids who are like 6 and 7 years old, you know, coming up with things, and then, you know, that's what they want to do, and if, you know, somebody invests in them, and they'll, and then they have a nice little career before they're even done with high school. You know, we have individuals who are in their 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s who finally found their passion and they're doing it. So it doesn't matter whether you're 6 years old, 5 years old, 4 years old, or if you're 104. The main thing is to continue to believe and trust in you and your dream, your passion, your goal will happen. Just got to keep going. Just got to keep going. So I'm listening to another song called My Queen by Clarence Wakefield.
More. From the beginning, I was born to this struggle. Born with this struggle. I was born with this muscle. If I keep everything I had, not to buckle. To stay up out of trouble. And my mama won't let me there every night. My life ain't easy. I'm reaching for the time, but the top don't seem it. I started on the block, but the block don't feel me. So I keep my pen cocked when I'm writing this music. If you want it, you gotta go get it. You gotta look for more, gotta eat, gotta live it. Show them who you are, show them you a star. Put them on your level, you gotta rip the car. You gotta be stronger, stronger, stronger.
Enjoy the music that I've been playing. Again, you know, this is